Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, as always, I'm joined by Ernst van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem. Hi, Ernst, how are you?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you so much for joining me as well today. Today, we're talking about pelvic health, and I know that luckily Dis-Chem as well has lots, because I say that in the advert every week, is that you guys do have female like support structures, female screening, health services at Dis-Chem clinics, right?
Absolutely, yes. We offer a variety of services at all Dis-Chem and Baby City clinics in the country. And this is such an interesting topic. And listening to what Sureta is saying, it's so true that there's a massive need for awareness on pelvic floor health. And ultimately, a lot of patients are experiencing a variety of symptoms and they don't know what to attribute it to. And usually when we do checkups on babies and we ask, especially shortly after birth, and you ask mom, how are you doing? You know, all these symptoms come up that they are struggling with a bit of incontinence. It's a variety of symptoms that they can ultimately present with. And then we realize that there's actually a problem that can be addressed. It's something that can be addressed with exercises, and a registered nurse will never take the place of a physiotherapist in this case, not at all. But it's really to guide patients in the right direction, to say that, listen, I believe that this might be the problem, and to address the issue, please go see your physiotherapist. And now also with Sureta, we have someone to refer patients to.
And then really, I wanted to say, I think sometimes that is exactly it. And what the role of this, I mean, you guys have such a great network of people as well. But just to be able to have someone that you can go to that you obviously trust because you're taking your baby to this person, and then to share with them this information, and that they can either put you in touch with the right person or at least steer you in the right direction and identify, hey, this is actually normal and this can be fixed.
Exactly. And it's not only normal, it's extremely common.
Yeah.
A lot of women feel extremely embarrassed about this.
Of course. You know, and I've shared this embarrassment. It is extremely embarrassing.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen it so many times in practice that patients are so embarrassed and that you almost have to draw the information out of them and to ask the right questions, to get the information, to be able to treat the patient. So if you are experiencing these symptoms, speak to your nurse, speak to your doctor, speak to your physiotherapist. Don't be ashamed of it, because considering the number of babies that are born, remember that what you are experiencing, most probably millions of people around the world and in South Africa have experienced the same.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was mentioning as well to Sureta, and why it's so important to talk about this is exactly that. In the end of the day, we want to normalize this, because the reality is that it's a very, very fixable situation.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for joining me. Until next week, chat to you then.
Thank you, Lundy. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.